Hi, and thanks for joining us here today on KSUT as we do our weekly update with Leanne Gillon, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health. There is a lot going on every day and all the time, Leanne. How has this past week been for you, and what are we looking forward to for next week?
This past week was the first week that we had a full week of community testing available in our local community, and that's through a partnership with Cedar Diagnostics to ensure that we can have ongoing community testing down here in Southwest Colorado. So we're really just absolutely blown away by what Cedar Diagnostics has done to increase the availability of testing in the community. You know, and we've talked about it on the show before that there's a more than one bottleneck in the supply chain to make sure that everybody around the country can have enough COVID-19 testing. And Cedar Diagnostics was able to do some heroic work to solve a couple of bottlenecks in the supply chain. And then they reached out and we worked with them to solve some of the other pieces, and it all came together nicely. And now we are able to do ongoing community-wide testing. So this is going to be a really important feature for our community. You know, first of all, it tells us who's sick right now. You know, there's nothing more important than when you're fighting a communicable disease to know who is currently infectious in a community. So we can work with folks who are, coming down positive. We can help them to isolate immediately. We do contact tracing to find out who they've been in contact with over the last 14 days, who they may have spread it to. And then we work to provide quarantine orders to folks that have been in contact with someone who's positive. And now that we have this increased testing, we get them in for their test as quickly as possible. So this is a gigantic piece of how we control disease in a community. And we're thrilled to have a bigger tool to get this done here in Southwest Colorado.
It was recently announced that in the next couple of weeks, Cedar Diagnostic, in conjunction with everybody else, all the other partners, including San Juan Basin, are able to do widespread testing of those who are asymptomatic. How big is that for this community?
Well, so Cedar Diagnostics is looking to expand testing for virus initially. So when we test for virus, we test generally folks who are symptomatic, because that tells us who's infectious now. With COVID-19, there is a lot of suspicion that people can pass on virus pre-symptomatic, meaning before they appear to be sick, or asymptomatic, meaning that they don't ever appear to be sick. So with that, a really robust testing protocol in a community would include opportunity to test people who are pre-symptomatic or asymptomatic, that they've been in close contact with someone who's positive for COVID-19. So when we look at the models for what it's going to take to really get us back to work and restarting our economy, the absolute North Star that we're all shooting for is ability to do widespread asymptomatic testing. So if that comes online in our community, we will be, really far ahead what's available nationwide right now. One of the guesses about what we would need to really kind of get back to some version of normal is everywhere across the country, 150 tests per every 100,000 residents available ongoing. So this would include, testing our highest risk people, which are our healthcare workers, our people with underlying conditions to keep them safe, elderly people, and then especially people that are living in residential facilities, right? We need immediate testing for people in nursing homes. We also want really rapid testing for other people that are living in close quarters. So I do think that there are goals to test for virus for people who currently don't have symptoms. But a lot of the times when we hear about asymptomatic testing, what we're hearing about is the antibody testing. And so I think that, we're all learning so much. The average person walking down the street had so much less knowledge a few weeks ago about how we do all these kinds of diagnostic testing than we have today. So we really try to kind of keep everything in a separate bucket. So antibody testing for asymptomatic people is testing to tell us if we've been prior exposed. It doesn't tell us who's infectious now. And it will be kind of another tool to controlling this virus and controlling this epidemic going forward. But it's not quite the tool that we would hope and want it to be just yet.
this weekend in Denver and across the nation, there have been protests of people up in arms about the stay-at-home order. People are chomping at the bit to get back to quote-unquote normal. What are your thoughts about these large gatherings?
Well, we're all really having a hard time with our stay-at-home order, right? Let's be honest. This is not the tool that we ever wanted to use to fight a communicable disease. Unfortunately, with COVID-19, we didn't have the right tools at the right time to control spread of infection. So the tool that we had was social distancing, and it's been horrific, right? People do not want to do this any longer. So with that, what we need to be doing is figuring out how do we get from where we are, which is in really horrific social distancing, which is hurting all of us, and get to a place where we can control spread of infection in our communities. And it's not going to be, a quick, let's just turn the lights back on and go back to where we were, because we don't have all the other pieces yet.
Leanne, I feel like as these large gatherings continue to happen, this pandemic will never end.
I think, if we can extend grace to all of us having a really hard time together and then say, what is the best thing we can do to educate people to say there is a strategy to get us back to work? It's these four components of how we box in infection. That's test, that's isolate, that's trace the contacts, that's quarantine those contacts, and then test again so we can start the cycle again. And if we really had a better understanding of how those four things would work in a cycle, we would maybe be less interested in going out and having mass gatherings right now to protest.
Leanne, is there anything else that you'd like to add here today?
If anyone is symptomatic and needs a COVID-19 test, please call 247-0937 at Cedar Diagnostics to get your test scheduled. It's only $50 a test right now. And there are ways to help you pay for it if you can't afford it or if you don't have health insurance. You can also go to the San Juan Basin Public Health website, sjbpublichealth.org, which has lots of resources, has current case counts, and then lots of resources for community members to get questions answered. We just need to hang in there. We need to keep doing this. And I think we have to really get the message out that through good public health practice, we can contain disease going forward. And so eventually we will be out of the blunt tools of social distancing and move into finer tools. But we need a bunch of resources. We need a bunch of paddles all rowing in the same direction. And when we get there, we'll start incrementally going back to a version of normal. And that's the safest way to do this. And we will save lives together if we're able to do it incrementally.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT.